I'm Jen, and it's short for Jennifer, and I'm 15 years old. Before I came to Venture Academy, I actually wore a lot of makeup, hide my skin, and I had some problems with drugs, and sometimes I would get high before school, and I would definitely do it at lunch, and maybe sometimes after school. I was involved with a lot of sports. I was really active. I did good at sports, and senior volleyball and badminton and everything, but I did a lot to fit in. I let people basically control me. If they said, "Hey, do you want to hang out? Let's, smoke drugs." Oh, sure, I guess. If, that's what I have to do in order for people to say, "Hey, let's hang out," right? And that's not the way it should be, I could give in a lot, peer pressure. And then in grade 9, things just got worse. Okay, when I had my first cigarette, I was in grade 7, and I went outside with this girl, Jessica, who was really popular, and I figured, maybe if I could be like her, maybe people would like me, and try my first cigarette. And then her mom bought her cigarettes, so then I would give her money who she would buy me cigarettes, right? But then I had that guilt thing where I felt, I couldn't hide it from my mom, so I told my mom, and she said, "Don't let it happen again." Then it happened again. I told her again. She's like, "Don't let it happen again," and it led to me smoking in grade 8. And then grade 9 came, and I was like trying so hard to get in, fitting in with them. But the thing is it wasn't fitting in anymore. It was addiction. It did cause a lot of problems with my family. The thing is when someone's addicted to drugs, it's hard to step up and tell them. You're scared they're gonna run off and do more. They get intimidated. They're nervous to admit that, you have a drug problem. And that's why, when I came here, I didn't know I was coming. The day that I came was the day that I got told. And I was what said I would never forgive my mom for that. But now I understand. After being here, I understand why that happened, because your parents will get scared that you're getting into the wrong things. You're getting suspended from school. They don't know how to react to it, and so they just let them go at home and just continue what they're doing. But if you ask me, when I first came here, I was like, no, I don't need to be here, right? I'm glad I came. I really am.